Secretary Kennedy has this handpicked panel of vaccine advisors, you know them at ACIP. They're going to meet in a few days and potentially vote on changing the hepatitis B vaccine schedule for infants. That same vaccine advisory group is also considering the safety of vaccine ingredients like aluminum, which would impact a number of childhood shots. This should matter for American parents. Are you comfortable with what they are about to put to a vote?
I'm very concerned about this. As it turns out, my medical practice focused on hepatitis B. And so we know that because of a recommended dose at birth of hepatitis B vaccine, recommended, not mandated, the number of children born contracting hepatitis B at birth or shortly thereafter has decreased from about 20,000 20 years ago to like 200 now. That's effectively a clerical error. We have decreased the incidence of chronic hepatitis B by 20,000 people over the last two decades with this kind of recommendation. And by the way, if you're infected at birth, you're more likely, you're 95% likely to become a chronic carrier. The vaccine is safe. It has been established. And these ingredients they're speaking of have been shown to be safe. This is policy by people who don't understand the epidemiology of hepatitis B or who've grown comfortable with the fact that we've been so successful with our recommendation that now the incidence of hepatitis B is so low, they feel like we can rest on our laurels. I'm a doctor. I have seen people die from vaccine-preventable disease. I want people to be healthy. I want to make America healthy. And you don't start by stopping recommendations that have made us substantially healthier.